The passages describe the organization of the Israelite camp and the appointment of the Levites as priests during the wilderness journey after the Exodus from Egypt. The main characters are Moses and Aaron, who receive and implement God's commands regarding the arrangement of the 12 tribes and the special role of the Levitical families. The context is at Mount Sinai, where God provides specific instructions for the community's order and worship. God commands Moses and Aaron to arrange the Israelites around the tent of meeting, each under their tribal standard. The tribes of Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun camp east, totaling 186,400 men, and set out first. Reuben, Simeon, and Gad camp south, totaling 151,450 men, and set out second. The tent and Levites move in the middle. Ephraim, Manasseh, and Benjamin camp west, totaling 108,100 men, and set out third. Dan, Asher, and Naphtali camp north, totaling 157,600 men, and set out last, making a total of 603,550 fighting men. The Levites are counted separately. God appoints the Levites to assist Aaron and his sons, taking them in place of all Israelite firstborn males, whom God claimed after striking Egypt's firstborn. Moses counts 22,000 Levite males and 22,273 firstborn Israelite males. A redemption price of 5 shekels each is collected for the 273 extra firstborns and given to Aaron's family. The Levite clans Gershon, Kohath, and Merari are assigned specific camping positions and duties for transporting and maintaining the tabernacle and its furnishings. This event establishes a structured holy community centered on God's presence in the tabernacle. The meticulous organization for camping and travel alongside the substitution of the Levites for the firstborn creates order and designates roles for worship and service. This arrangement positions Israel as a distinct nation under God's direct guidance as they prepare to journey from Sinai toward the Promised Land.